I want to introduce you to a man who had a simple dream, and that was to eat at every schnitz across the country. It started as a dare, but today he has succeeded. Paddy, congratulations.
Well done.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well, firstly, how many are there, Paddy?
74 out there at present.
74.
And today you have successfully eaten at 74.
Yes, number 74. Greetings from a beautiful, warm and sunny Cairns. Sending some warmth down to you guys.
Oh, wow.
Appreciate that.
No worries.
Yeah, so how did it all start, Paddy? What's the deal?
Yeah, well, it just started with a simple chat down with a mate at one of the Melbourne stores close to home. And he's just like, you know what? You've been to quite a few stores already. Why don't you try and make it a little bit of a mission to get to all the stores? And I think there was about 20 at the time and it was pretty reasonable. And then all of a sudden, Schnitz decided to branch out interstate and elsewhere. And then all of a sudden, you know, those 20 extra stores became 30, 40, 50. And here, 8 years later, here we are.
Yeah, it was game on. And that's what you were just telling me before we jumped on, that this isn't just one humble uni student taking a year off uni and travelling around the country. This has been literally a lot of appetites and own dime, own time kind of deal to get to succeed.
Yeah, it's been a lot of dedication. So I've worked it in around like travelling for sporting events, music events. Yeah. I've hired cars. I've jumped on trains for hours to get out to regional places just to check them off my list. So, I can must say I've been pretty dedicated to it, but it's been fun just to see different parts of Australia too. So, yeah.
And you're probably the only one to have done it as well, which is an amazing feat.
I would think so. Yeah, absolutely. I hope no one else is stealing my sunshine at the moment, but I think I've got that one covered.
Am I allowed to ask you how much it's cost you to go around the country?
Yeah, look, it's just, I can't put a figure on it. It's obviously over 8 years and trying to collect. I try not to think too much about it in terms of the hip pocket side of it, but it's all been worth it for the adventures and the life experiences that I've had as a result of it. So, Australia doesn't always cost, it's not always cheap, but hey, as I said, it's all worth it. It's all fun and games, really.
It's a fun ride. Let's not talk about the hip pocket. Let's talk about the waistline. Everything in moderation. Have you been ensuring that you're going for a run prior to the consuming and after the consuming?
Yeah, definitely. But I've actually dropped 20 kilos in the last 2 years. But I'm not going to put that down to schnitz. That was just a very unhealthy lifestyle. So I've definitely hit the gym and that as well, and more moderation and a few other things. So I'd like to look after myself where possible. So
have they reached out to you and think you're our ambassador from now
on? Are you getting
on,
schnitty for life?
Well, please put in a good word for me. That'd be great. Please put it out there. But it just started. I had a friend, a mutual friend who was working with Schnitz, and put forward my story because she had seen me posting it all over my social media everything, and thought this would be a great idea to put towards them. And then I can say the rest is history, really. So they just couldn't really believe that I was trying to work my way around the entire network of stores. And they were just like, well, we need to get him to the last few stores. And I'm very grateful for them to assist me with doing that. I was going to do it with or without them, but I'm glad to have them with me in my corner. So,
well, we have been, and people can actually follow it on Instagram. Have you also kept a journal as well of each of the stores and what it was like? Because we've got one here in Geelong. Like, are you actually able to look back in this book or, note and kind of remember each of the experiences that you've had at each store?
Yeah, if I could go back in time, the one thing I wish I would have done is like kept every receipt and, took more photos and stuff. There was a time where I actually had to go around to all the stores again to take some photos because I was too lazy at the time. That's how my dedication was gone. So I even had to come back down to Geelong, which is fine. I've got heaps of mates down the Geelong region as well. So it's always a good excuse to catch up. But all the stores, have their own little quirks and some stand out more than others. And the Warren Ponds store down there holds a little place in my heart. I've got one of my best mates lives down in the Geelong region. We catch up there quite frequently. And when I took some of my international visitors down to the Great Ocean Road, we stopped past Schnitz, of course. So that one down there always has some good memories too. So
could you, obviously you changed up your order each time. Could you list the entire order and like the menu in your head?
Relatively. I could even place it on what side of the board it's probably on and all that as well. It's probably some weird form of obsession, I'm sure. But, who knows, probably in some strange way, probably.
Well, we live in a world where, it literally is a fast food world. We go through fats very quickly. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, well done.
Thank you.
For sticking, even though it was out on a dare, but you stuck with it, you committed to it. And the next time you're in Geelong, you got our details, let's go out for a schnitty.
All right, let's do it. I'll see you there.
Well done, Paddy. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great afternoon. That is dedication. What a man.
You really have to love the schnitty, right?
That's amazing. I am just blown away.
Have you got a new role model in your life now?
I wouldn't say role model, but like in terms of his commitment, yes. I mean, that's Yeah, wow.
It's a different way to see the country, eh?